very good Maranatha Christian Academy squad took them down in three sets to punch their tickets here to Hutchinson. A perfect pool play day on Thursday for the Cats as they lost the first set in their first match to Hoisington 25-20, but they bounced back, back-to-back sets to beat the Cardinals in three sets, again 20-25, 25-17, and 25-20. They followed that up with a straight set victory against Riverton, 25-16 and 25-7. And then their final matchup in pool play was against Osage City, and that first set against the Indians, it was wild, 35-33 Holton, and then they took set two, 25-19 for the straight set victory. So now, Silver Lake, the opponent, it'll be the fourth matchup here in 2025 between these two. How about Silver Lake? They're the number one seed, the number one ranked team in the state under head coach Sarah Johnson, and all Coach Johnson has done has just lead this Silver Lake team to four state championships, 2013, 2014, 2016, and 2018. Overall in the school's history, Silver Lake has nine state volleyball titles. They were the Big East League champs here in 2025. Again, they have only lost once. They have won a lot of games in a row. Again, their only loss was to Shawnee Heights, a higher classification school, back in early September. And certainly for Silver Lake, they dominated their regional tournament, straight set wins over Council Grove, Hiawatha, and Pleasant Ridge. And then their sub-state tournament saw a straight set win against Perry-Lecompton. And then in the championship match of sub-state, they were taking on a Big East League opponent in Raleigh County. The Falcons won that first set 25-23, but the Eagles bounced back in set two 25-21, and in the final set against the Falcons 25-15 to punch their ticket here to Hutch. The pool play round for the Eagles on Thursday, straight sets over Heston 25-20, 25-13, Ellsworth in their second match 25-23, and then 31-29. And then Wichita Trinity Academy, they defeated in their final pool play match 27-25 and 27-25. So all season long, Silver Lake, they have gone three sets four times. That's it. Mentioned Raleigh County in the sub-state championship match. The other three, the Holton Wildcats. Yes, three matches. Silver Lake 3-0 against Holton, but all three matchups went three sets. Now Holton, a chance for massive redemption, a fourth time against number one ranked Silver Lake here today. This time, it's for all the marbles. It's the Class 3A state championship match here in Hutch. The number one ranked Silver Lake Eagles, the number three ranked Holton Wildcats. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Dental, we make going to the dentist a breeze, even for kids. Dr. Samantha Reschick and Dr. Trent Roth are amazing with young patients. And Dr. Gilliland has years of experience helping families smile brighter. Gentle care, fun visits, and healthy habits that last a lifetime. Come see what a difference Holton Dental makes. Now accepting new patients. Call today.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. Farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working the fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
This is Dylan Ashelman.
Together, we are Ashelman Construction. This year marks our 31st year in business, and we want to sincerely thank our loyal customers and dedicated subcontractors for their continued support.
At Ashelman Construction, we take pride in building more than just houses. We build places families are proud to call home.
We are proud supporters of our community, our schools, and our students.
When the time is right, remember the right builder to call.
We are Ashelman Construction.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle two. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, November 4th. Chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip steak, $11.99 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.49 a pound. And red grapes, $1.49 a pound. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just a mere minutes away from the first serve, the Class 3A state championship match here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. A fourth meeting here in 2025 between the Silver Lake Eagles and the Houlton Wildcats. Thank you so much for tuning in. Excited to bring you a state volleyball championship match here today on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Sadman with you. Well, we kind of broke it all down how both of these teams got to this point. It's been an incredible run for both of these teams. And again, Houlton, an opportunity for a fourth time this season to get that first win against the Wildcats, or against the Eagles, I should say, beg your pardon. Again, the Eagles have only lost one time this season, back on 9/11 against Shawnee Heights. Since then, the Eagles have won 36 consecutive matches, including the one just a little bit ago in their semifinal win against Hoisington. Again, those straight sets for Silver Lake against the Cardinals, 25-22 and 26-24. So Silver Lake, although they have won all week, they have been tight. They have been contested. Really, all but one match have been very close. So, again, it has been very competitive across the board here in Hutchinson today. And for the Houlton Wildcats, they had to battle back in their semifinal after dropping the first set to Wichita Trinity Academy, 25-23. They bounced back with a set two win, 25-23, and then 25-20 to take that match. So we are moments away from the first serve. Let's get you the starting lineups for both of these teams. Head coach Crystal Bontrager, number three ranked Houlton Wildcats, a record of 38-9 on the season as they are geared up and ready to go. It'll be Chloe Black, Tinley Wilson, Kenley Fluke, Emily Ditzler, Marley Gilliland, and Rebecca Lassie, with the libero being Bailey Catherine. The starters for Sarah Johnson, Silver Lake Eagles, it's going to be Jaden Wise, Paige Hyman, Kinley Weber, Karis Dieter, Paige Windsor, and the libero for the Eagles is Jaylee Whitehead. Sarah Johnson, again, the head coach, a veteran for sure, leading Silver Lake to four state championships. They went back-to-back in 2013 and 2014, and then they won it again in 2016 and 2018. Nine state championships for the Silver Lake volleyball team, and they are very balanced. They are very good. They have five players that entered this state tournament with at least 122 kills. And these two teams battled all season long. Four times out of now 46 matches for Silver Lake went to three sets. All against Big East League opponents, three of the four against Houlton, and then Riley County took them three sets in the sub-state championship match. Again, although it's been competitive across the board here in Hutch, Silver Lake, again, undefeated. They have not dropped a set here in the state championship tournament. Houlton, pool play wins over Hoisington, Riverton, Osage City, and a little while ago, again, the semifinals, beating Wichita Trinity Academy, having to rally after dropping the first set. We are moments away from the first serve. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors on the radio and on the Houlton Channel. If you couldn't make it out to Hutch, we got you dialed in. We are just glad to be able to bring this to you here on the Houlton Channel as we have moved to the championship court. The players are lined up. We are getting ready to lock this up. It's an all Big East League state championship match. Again, the number one ranked Silver Lake Eagles and the number three ranked Houlton Wildcats. They're announcing the players right now. Let's pause a quick 60-second timeout. The first serve of this matchup coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Dr. Lassie with Houlton Direct Care. Not a member? You can still book low-cost outpatient procedures, vasectomy, lesion removal, stitches, and more without the insurance hassle many plans won't cover anyway. Call 785-DOCTORS or visit HoultonDirectCare.com.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Houlton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Houlton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The players are lined up and they're on the floor. It's the Holton Wildcats and the Silver Lake Eagles. Big East on Big East for the Class 3A State Volleyball Championship here in Hutchinson. Chance Link, Brandon Tedman with you. We are locked, we are loaded, and we are ready to bring you this match. One final one here in 2025. It's for everything. Class 3A State Championship up for grabs. Number one ranked Silver Lake Eagles, a record of 45-1 under head coach Sarah Johnson. 36 consecutive wins under their belts. And the Holton Wildcats, number three ranked in the state, under head coach Crystal Bontrager, a record of 38-9. As we sit up high here in Hutchinson at the arena, Silver Lake will hit near side, the far side as you see it on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Holton on the far side of the floor. They will go far side to near side. Three times these teams have hooked up. They all went three sets, but Silver Lake 3-0 against the Cats here in 2025. So redemption on the mind here for Holton. Players are on the floor. Jaylee Whitehead, the libero in the white uniform top for Silver Lake on the floor. Bailey Catherine, senior libero for the Cats in the gray jersey on the far side of the floor. It's going to be Silver Lake with the opening serve with Jaylee Whitehead, a 5'5 junior. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Class 3A state volleyball title match is underway here in Hutch. Here's Fluke on the receiving end, a back set for Wilson, and her spike is a little out of play, and Silver Lake jumps out in front. It's 1-0 here in set one. It was a great back set there by Fluke, just a miss hit by Wilson. Eagles 1, Wildcats nothing. Another serve for Jaylee Whitehead. Sends it across. Here's Gilliland. Now Fluke setting it up for Wilson. Underhands it across on a free ball. Here's Whitehead. Kylie Haney's on the floor. Gets it over to Fluke. Chasing it down is Black. Free ball for Fluke. She's at Class 3A state championship match here in Hutchinson. Back to serve. Far side and near side as you view it on the channel. Tinley Wilson beyond the service line. Bouncing a couple of times. Has it above the waist and sends it across at the right hand. Here's the dig by Jaden Wise. The far side set. There's the spike. Good dig on the back row by Kinley Fluke. Up to the front of the net. Chloe Black gets it over. But Jaden Wise sets it up here. Front left. There's the spike. There's the kill by Karis Dieter once again. Silver Lake off to a 3-1 lead here in this opening set. Karis Dieter, a couple of kills here early for Silver Lake. Eagles only loss here in 2025 to Shawnee Heights. They have won 36 consecutive matches. But Holton has taken the Eagles to three sets in all three matchups, although the Eagles have won all three. And there's a point put down by Holton. They get back to within one. It's 3-2. Now the key is just keeping it close. For both teams, you don't want to let either side go on a 4, 5, 6, even more kind of run to build a lead. You want to keep it tight. Here's a battle at the net. Tipped down and a miss hit there by Paige Hyman. And another point for Holton. We're deadlocked at 3 apiece. So back-to-back points here for the Cats. Far side of the floor. Emily Ditzler now serving to the near side, back middle. Here's a setup here for Karis Dieter, and she buries one home. Her third kill already. Karis Dieter now makes it 4-3 in favor of Silver Lake. Back to serve, Karis Dieter. 43 aces coming into the state tournament. She has a couple of kills here already in this opening set of the title match. Here's Fluke, front side set. Chloe Black, a touch, deflected. It's going to hit the pole, and that's going to be a point for Silver Lake. Back-to-back points here for the Eagles, and it's 5-3 in favor of the number one ranked Eagles. First set here in the state title match in Hutch. We got multiple teams across multiple classifications today playing in state title matches. Here's a set for Holton and a spike! And a point there for Holton. Chloe Black the kill. Got it through the double team of Silver Lake up front. Both teams good size, good length up front. Two teams oh so familiar with one another. Subbing on the floor here for the Cats. Faith Olberding back to serve. A 5-4 Silver Lake lead here in set one. Couple of knee-high dribbles here for Faith Olberding on your screen. Far side of the floor on the Holton channel. Lefty serve across. Libero Whitehead gets it to the front of the net. Here's the spike off the top of the net. Back to Silver Lake. Here's a back set here to Paige Hyman. Gets it over and a couple of pinballs. And down it goes. Too many hits there for Holton and a point for the Eagles. Eagles here on a 3-1 run. They lead it 6-4 here in this opening set. Last 3A state volleyball title match. Here is the serve by Silver Lake. Holton sets it up for Lassie. Her spike. Silver Lake played it well. Now a set up here to Jaden Wise, who got it across. Now Holton scrambling a touch. Back to the net. Sent over by Chloe Black. Here's a set far side for Wise. Her spike. Wilson down to her knees to keep that one alive. Black again off the deflection. And Silver Lake middle of the floor resets from the back row. Kara Snyder on the spike. Chloe Black gets it in the air. Now Lassie gets a touch. Is that one down? It is. Rebecca Lassie for one. 6-5 in favor of Silver Lake. We have alternated the last 4 points. Holton down one. Early portions of set number one. Here is Chloe Black, the sophomore. So good all year and all weekend here in Hutch. Silver Lake on the attack. Here's the set for Jaden Wise. And one too many hits. She goes into the net, and we're tied at 6. Back-to-back points here for Holton. They're on a 3-1 run. Another serve here for Chloe Black. Sends it to the back row. Jaden Wise bouncing back to keep it alive. There's the set. There's the spike. Holton played it well. Here's Tinley Wilson on the attack. Whitehead, an incredible dive to keep it alive, and somehow Silver Lake got the point. Or did that ball stay up? It did, and Holton somehow got the point. Not even sure. It looked like it hit the ground. But I think it was Lassie who kept it alive. Oh, my, what a play. And it's 7-6 Holton. Their first lead here in this title match. Here's the serve. Chloe Black here to the far side to Karis Deiter. Kylie Haney sets it up here for Wise. It's rejected by Lassie, but out of play, and that's a point for Silver Lake. Two touchdowns apiece. It's 7-7 here in set number one of the Class 3A state championship match. Back to serve, Kylie Haney, a 5'3 junior, sends it across. Phillips on the back row, sets it up for Wilson, and Wilson buries it in the back corner. Holton retakes the lead, it's 8-7. A 4-1 run right now for the Cats. Substitutions coming in on the front line, Emily Ditzler. It's going to be Catherine's back to serve the libero here for Holton. Middle of the floor, sends it back middle row. Deiter scrambles a little bit, keeps it alive. There's the spike for Silver Lake. Holton kept it alive. Here's Tinley Wilson with an awkward angle. Got it over, played well by Jaden Wise. And down it goes for the Silver Lake points. And we're deadlocked at 8 apiece. An 8-8 tie between Silver Lake and Holton here in Hutch. Class 3A state championship match. Inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Glad to bring it to you on multiple fronts. Silver Lake has it on the attack. They have it middle of the floor. There's Karis Deiter. Took it off the deflection. And now Silver Lake gets it back, sending it long, and a miss hit there. And it's a point here. Silver Lake thought it was touched. What's the call by the officials? Waiting for it. And it looks to be the Holton Wildcats getting that point. Or maybe they thought Holton maybe hit the pole on the side of the net. Either way, the officials saying no go, and the Wildcats take the lead again. It's 9-8 Holton. Here's Whitehead for Silver Lake. They fake it to one. Karis Deiter on the spike, and Karis Deiter with the kill. We're tied at 9. Another kill for Karis Deiter. Back and forth we go. Two big East League opponents here for the state championship. A 9-9 tie. Here is Jaylee Whitehead serving it across for Silver Lake and hit one time and back over to the Eagle side. Here's a back set and there's a spike and another kill for Silver Lake. It's Paige Windsor, the 5'7 senior. Silver Lake 10, Holton 9. It will get the serve back. Another serve here in the white libero uniform. Jaylee Whitehead, a 5'5 junior, sends it across to the back row. Wilson gets it off the back set. Double team at the net. Couple of hits. Flying way out of play. And the Holton Cats have tied it up at 10 apiece. Continuing to alternate points here as we approach the midway point of set number one. A 10-10 tie here in the state championship. fourth matchup between these two here in 2025. Silver Lake is 3-0, but they have all gone three sets. Here's a setup for Karis Dider, middle left. She gets it over. Now a setup here for Ditzler. Puts it down. Great dig by Whitehead. Now middle of the floor. Way too strong on the hit by Paige Hyman. And the Wildcats take an 11-10 lead. That stops the alternating points. Back-to-back here for the Cats. Another serve coming for junior Tinley Wilson. Has been a key contributing factor since her freshman year. Here's a setup for Karis Dider. Kind of awkward. Sends it over with the left hand on a soft touch. Now Chloe Black on the attack, and she fights it through the double team. Three consecutive Holton points, and they lead it 12-10. Nice little burst here by the Cats. They lead it by two at 12-10. Another serve coming for the junior, Tinley Wilson, middle of the floor. Sends it back middle row. Here's a back set here for Silver Lake. They get it back over. That was well placed by Paige Windsor. 12-11. The Cats lead is one. And back to serve, Paige Windsor, 5'7", senior here for Silver Lake. Sends it on a line drive variety. Tinley Wilson from the back row. Now Chloe Black sends it over on a free ball at the right hand. Here's a set. Here's a spike, and that one set too long. No correction. It was down for the points. Back-to-back points here for Silver Lake, and we're deadlocked at 12 apiece. Both teams with a dozen here in set number one. Here's the serve by Silver Lake. Catherine to Fluke sends it back, and it's one too many hits for Holton. Three consecutive points for the Eagles, and they retake the lead. It is 13-12. Class 3A state title match here in Hutch. Paige Windsor beyond the service line, a little shaded to her right. Catherine, Fluke on the set. Gilliland off the deflection. Whitehead a good dig on the back row. Silver Lake setting it up. Sent across by Jaden Wise. Now diving is Lassie to keep it alive. And a battle at the net. It's one down by Titzler. Now Karis Dider gets a touch. Another back hit to the net. We're battling on the net. Now Holton has it back. Here's Chloe Black on the attack, and she buried it alive. Chloe Black, she does it again. It's a baker's dozen apiece. 13-13 tie. Holton gets the serve back. Both teams with both timeouts here. Very strategic across the board for both these head coaches. Here's Karis Dider leaning back. Boy, that was well placed in the back left corner. Another kill for Karis Dider. And a 4-1 run here for Silver Lake, and their lead is 14-13. Karis Dider back to serve. A couple of hard dribbles at the right. Spins it in the hand twice and sends it across with the line drive. Here's Fluke on the set. Missed Lassie, and underhanding it over is Chloe Black to keep it alive. Here's a back set for Silver Lake, and that spike is put down for the Eagles' point. Paige Hyman for one. It is 15-13 Silver Lake. It is now a 5-1 run here for the Eagles. Another serve here for Karis Dider. Sends it across to the back row. Tinley Wilson to Fluke. Lassie battling at the net. And what's the call? It's going to be into the net on Holton. And the Silver Lake lead is now 16-13. Timeout for Holton. Eagles 16, Cats 13. Set one, state title match here in Hutch. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Holton Channel, Brandon Tabman and Chance Link, part of the broadcast crew as well. State title match in the 3A classification, a big East League showdown between Silver Lake and Holton, and the Eagles on a run right now. They're on a 6-1 spurt, forcing Holton to burn their first timeout. Eagles 16, Wildcats 13. Back to it out of the timeout. Karis Dider continuing to serve. Same routine behind the service line. Spinning it in the right hand. And here we go out of the TO. Holton down three. Here's Fluke on the set. Lassie puts it down off a deflection. Whitehead with a sliding save. And then sent back across by Jaden Wise. Here's Gilliland sending it over to Whitehead. Back set here for Silver Lake from the back row. They get it over. Good play here by Presley Phillips to keep it alive. And a spike put down by Chloe Black. She does it again with another big kill. Had to get that serve back. It's 16-14 in favor of Silver Lake. Here's Faith Olverding back on the floor. The lefty set to serve for the Cats. They're down two at 16-14 here in this opening set. Spins it in the right, swings the left hand through to the back row of Silver Lake. They push it up front. Here's an earside set. There's a spike off the deflection. Wise keeps it alive. Now Dider running on it, pushing it over with two hands. Olverding, not a great set, out of play. Point for Silver Lake. And just a miscue there by Olverding on the set. And it's 17-14 in favor of the Eagles. Number one ranked Silver Lake. They have won 36 consecutive matches. They are 45-1 on the year. Here is Wilson from the back row. Heavy on the spike. Dider with a good dig. And it's on to the side of Holton and then pushed over. We get a whistle. And they're going to say, believe in the net there was Silver Lake. And it's 17-15. Cats are down two. Back to serve here, Chloe Black for the Wildcats. Spinning it and firing it to the back right corner. It's Jaden Wise up front. They get it left side into the net, off the deflection, Dider. They go back to Jaden Wise, who buries one heavily. 18-15, Silver Lake by three. Incredible kill there for Jaden Wise, a 5'8 senior. This Silver Lake team has only gone to three sets four times this season, three of those four against this Holton Wildcats team. Here's a set for Tinley Wilson, and her spike is buried in the corner with heavy emphasis. 18-16, Cats back to within two, approaching the latter portions of set number one. Bailey Catherine, senior libero, set to tee it up behind the service line, middle of the floor. High arcing. Here is Karis Dider. They fake it to her left side of the floor. Paige Windsor gets it off the deflection. Top of the net it goes on the side of Holton, and they say Ditzler is going to be called for a lift. 19-16 Silver Lake here in set number one of the state championship match in the 3A classification. Jaden Wise sending the serve. Here is the set by Olverding. Wilson on the spike. Haney got it into the air, but it launches out of play for the Wildcat point. 19-17 back and forth, but the Cats are going to have to go on a little bit of a run here as Silver Lake is trying to avoid that Holton rally. Eagles 19, Wildcats 17. Back to serve now, Kenley Fluke once again. The line drive serve to Whitehead. They push it left side, Karis Dider over the double team, but Fluke was in the right spot to keep it alive. Tinley Wilson on the spike. There to play it was Jaden Wise. Now Dider again off the deflection, pushing it back over. Now on the side of Silver Lake, tapped across off a deflection by Gilliland, and now Wilson gets it back over. Here's Wise. Here's a back set for Silver Lake. Windsor on the spike, and she got it to go. Nice play by Paige Windsor, and it's 20-17 in favor of Silver Lake. Jaylee Whitehead now will serve. A little bit more right side of the floor behind the service line. She'll send it across the right hand. Ditzler, Fluke, back set for Wilson. Stuff. Catherine's got a touch. Here is Gilliland putting it over on the Silver Lake side. Windsor, here's the set. Karis Dider, double team there for Holton, but Silver Lake scrambling to keep it alive for Windsor. Hits it off the net, and right back to the Eagles. Here from the back row, it's pushed across. Fluke on the dig. Here's the setup. Here's the spike for Wilson off the deflection. Played well by Whitehead. Silver Lake again with their chance, pushing it across. That is well played by Paige Hyman, and a point for Silver Lake. They lead it 21-17. And a timeout for the Wildcats. They burn their second here in set one. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you're filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crunch time. time here in set one for the Holton Wildcats. Class 3A state championship match here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Silver Lake 21, Cat 17 out of the second timeout utilized by Holton here in this opening set. Back to serve here once again, Jaylee Whitehead, team leader in digs for this Silver Lake squad. The white libero jersey, jersey number 2 for her. Settling in, Eagles 21, Cats 17. The officials give the go-ahead, and out of the timeout, here we go. Here is the serve, far side of the floor. Ditzler, back set by Fluke. Wilson taps it down, a little finesse. Well played, Tinley Wilson. They break serve out of the timeout, and it's 21-18 at Silver Lake. Can the Cats go on the run right here with Tinley Wilson behind the service line? Bouncing it hard 3 times, spins it in the left, lifts, fires across at the right hand. Silver Lake from the back row. Karis Dider, middle left, gets it across. Good dig there for Black. Now a dump down for Ditzler. Silver Lake played it well. Here's a back set for Windsor. Tipped up into the air, back row to Fluke. Wilson, back set. Chloe Black on the spike, off the deflection, and a kill for Chloe Black. Needed it, and the Cats are down 2. 21-18 in favor of Silver Lake, but back-to-back Holton points out of the timeout. Another serve coming here for Tinley Wilson. Sends it to the far side of the floor. Eagles set it up. Here's Karis Dider. Gets it right back off the deflection. Whitehead, here's a back set for Windsor. Her spike rejected by Chloe Black. Scrambling on the back line. Silver Lake free ball. They send it over. Here's Holton. Wilson. Fluke. Black. Off the deflection. Good job by Dider. They go right back to Dider, leaning to her left, pushing over with 2 hands. Here is Black, middle of the floor, sends it across with the right hand, and she found the opening. Cats are down 1 at 21-20. 3 consecutive Holton points out of the timeout, and Silver Lake wants to talk it over. Coach Johnson for Silver Lake calls a timeout. Silver Lake 21, Cats 20. Set 1 at the Class 3A state championship match here in Hutch. Returns in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 21, Holton 20, here in set 1 of the Class 3A state championship match. Inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Brandon Thamman, Chance Link here on KNZA. Out of the Silver Lake timeout, 3 consecutive Holton points, and they're back to within 1. Here is the serve, 21-20, Silver Lake by 1. Here's the set, Karis Dider on the spike, good dig by Wilson. Scrambling is Ditzler, and then Black gets it over as Wise got it into the air. And now a battle at the net, it's on the side for Fluke and Holton. Here's a set by Wilson, here's a spike by Black. Karis Dider played it well, now it's tapped over. Ditzler on the deflection, now Fluke, free ball sent over, back to the net by Ditzler. Here's Silver Lake, they got a good look at it, battle at the net, good defense. Gilliland bats it down! We're tied at 21-21! Ho-ho, what a play! 4 consecutive Holton points! 21-21 tie here in set number 1. Here is Tinley Wilson again, another serve for the Cats. Here is Whitehead. They set it up for Dider, and she got that one to go. Big point for Silver Lake. And they retake the lead at 22-21. It stops a 4-0 spurt by the Cats. This first set coming down the wire between these two heavyweights in the Big East. Silver Lake, the undefeated league champs, will send it over on the serve. Here's Fluke with the back set. Ditzler on the spike. Played well up front by Silver Lake. They get it back. Dider on the spike. Fluke leaning to her right. Gets it back into play. And Black back to the net. A free ball sent over. A reset here for Silver Lake. The back set. The spike. Bounced high off the top of the net. Now Dider gets a touch. Tipped up by the front for Holton. Here's Fluke on the set. Chloe Black. Another good play. Back on the side of the Wildcats. 22-21 Silver Lake. Gilliland gets it over. A reset here for Silver Lake. They go Dider with the right-handed soft touch. Flute back to the net. Here's Chloe Black on the spike. Defenses. A lot of good tips here. We're still going. Here's Dider again. Buries it in the back left corner. After all that, Karis Dider with a monstrous kill shot in the back left corner. And Silver Lake takes a 23-21 set one lead. Back-to-back Eagles points. After Holton rattled off four in a row to tie it at 21. Another late rally going to be needed by the Cats. Pushed over by Ditzler. Here's a setup for Silver Lake. Karis Dider off the deflection, and that is another Silver Lake point. Karis Dider again. 24-21, Silver Lake. And it's set point here for the number one ranked Eagles. Friar Page is in on the front line now here for Holton on the substitution. Gilliland will get a breather. A chance to take set one here for Silver Lake. They lead it 24-21. Here is the serve by Windsor. Catherine to Fluke. Here's Black on the spike, and it's into the net. And Silver Lake, with four consecutive points to end it, will win set one, 25-21. So a late charge by the Cats, but they can't close it out in the end as Silver Lake takes set one here in the title match, 25-21. A two-minute timeout. Set two coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jet's Pizza on the southwest corner of the Holton Square for pizza, sandwiches, salads, original specials, and more. Open Monday through Saturday for lunch and supper. Dine in or carry out. Ask for the monthly special at Jet's Pizza, downtown Holton.
Steve and Diane Catherine's Farms Incorporated. Contact them at 364-7012 for all hauling, dozer work, and dump truck services. A 1974 graduate of Holton High School, Steve Catherine's and his wife Diane, proud to support Holton High School athletics.
Holton Community Hospital is a proud sponsor of the state volleyball championship coverage. Our Holton Lady Wildcats are out on the court giving it their all, and we're cheering right along with you. Every serve, every dig, every point shows the power of teamwork, determination, and true hometown heart. From all of us at the Holton Community Hospital, we're proud of you, Wildcats. Keep that energy high and finish strong. We are Holton.
Dr. Stephanie offers services for all ages to help them feel, move, and live better, specializing in state-of-the-art spinal decompression for bulging and herniated discs. Call or stop by Complete Chiropractic to see how they can be part of your health, balance, and wellness.
Complete Chiropractic. This is Dr. Stephanie. Come visit us on the east side of the square, downtown Holton.
Hello, this is Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank in Holton. These next months are a special time of year for our farmers in Kansas as the growing season ends and the harvest season begins. We want to remind everyone to practice safety and patience when traveling the roads this fall. When combines, grain carts, tractors, and other farm machinery are on the move, it is important to slow down, be patient, and share the road respectfully.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank
in Holton. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two on deck here in Hutch. The Silver Lake Eagles with four consecutive points to end it. Eagles 25, Wildcats 21. In an all Big East league, Class 3A state championship match. Thanks for tuning in. The Cats are going to have to rally again, just like they did in the semifinals against Wichita Trinity Academy, as they lost the first set to the Knights 25-23, but won the next two sets to get to this title match. Substitutions getting set. The rosters lining up. Lineups on the floor. A must win now for the Holton Wildcats. Kenley Fluke, far side of the floor, set to tee it up and serve it up here to begin this second set. And again, a must win here for Holton after the Eagles took set one, 25-21. Here we go. Set two of the state title match in Hutchinson. Kenley Fluke leaving the feet, sends it across. Here we go. Silver Lake sets it up. Karis Dider on the spike. Good defense for Holton. And a little bit of a scramble, but back on the side of the Eagles. Here's a back set for Windsor. Her spike, it is out, and a point for the Cats. Holton takes the first point here in set number two. 1-0 Holton. Not a lot of miscues by either squad in that opening set, but a miss hit there for the Eagles, and the Cats lead 1-0. Another Kenley Fluke serve. Here's Windsor. Here's the set. Here's the Hyman spike rejected at the rack by Gilliland and Ditzler. A 2-0 start here for Holton in set number two. Defense leading to offense. 2-0 start for the Cats in set two. It's a must-win for them to get to a winner-take-all set three in this title match. Here's Whitehead. Awkward on the dig and then tapped across the right hand by Karis Dider. And now a spike off the top of the net on the side for Whitehead and Silver Lake. Here's Windsor right side. Not much behind that spike. Here's Black. Here's Fluke. Wilson on the tap. Battle at the net on the side of Karis Dider and Silver Lake. What a dive on the back line there for Chloe Black. And then back to the net. Sent across on a free ball by Wilson. Here's a setup for Karis Dider. She had a lot of heat behind it. And the first point here in set two for Silver Lake. Another kill here in this title match for the sophomore, Karis Dider. 2-1 our score. Holton by one here early on set two. Silver Lake won the first set 25-21. Here is the setup here for Ditzler. Puts it down. Whitehead. Dider running to her right, gets it over to Catherine's. Now Fluke with the set. Wilson, the spike off the deflection. Tinley Wilson, now a 3-1 Holton advantage. Here in set number two, nicely played by the junior Tinley Wilson. Holton 3, Silver Lake 1 in set number 2. Class 3A state title match in Hutch. Here is Karis Dider leaning to her left, gets it over with the right hand. Wilson, Fluke, Ditzler puts it down, and Emily Ditzler with another one for the Cats. Four of the first five have gone to Holton, and they lead it 4-1. Good start here for the Cats, and a must-win set number 2. Tinley Wilson again beyond the service line here. Taking her time, spins it, and sends it. Here's Whitehead on the dig. Here's the setup for Karis Dider. Got it back to Wilson. Little bit of a bobble. Catherine's Chloe Black off the deflection. Good defense up front there for Silver Lake, led by Paige Hyman. And it's now 4-2 in favor of Holton. Silver Lake getting the serve back. Here is Karis Dider. A little bit more left side. Beyond the service line. Line drive at the right hand. Catherine's above her head. Gets it in the air. Now Chloe Black with a big kill. But Dider, an impressive dig. Here's a spike for Silver Lake, but Catherine's is there. Now Fluke with the set, waiting on it. Black puts it down. Another good dig by Whitehead. Here's a back set for Silver Lake, but not ready for it. They have to get it over on a freebie. Middle of the floor. Tap down. Dider on the dive. Tip back over by Silver Lake. Great hustle there for Karis Dider. Here's a setup for Chloe Black. Good defense again, and it's put down again by Paige Hyman. Back-to-back defensive efforts up front for the Eagles. Back-to-back points here for Silver Lake. And Holton's lead early in set two is 4-3. Another serve on the way for Karis Dider. She will send it across to Catherine's back middle. Fluke sets it up right up front and off the left shoulder of Dider, put down by Ditzler. Heavy on the attack. It's 5-3 Cats here in set two. Rebecca Lassie checks in. Catherine's comes out. So you got that 1-2 combo with Gilliland and Lassie up front alongside Chloe Black, and that's going to be an ace for Holton. Back to a double-up lead, 6-3, the ace by Ditzler. 25-21, the win for Silver Lake in set one. Cats are out to a 6-3 lead here in set two. Windsor on the dig. They set it up, and there's the spike, and there's the kill. Well played by Jaden Wise. 6-4, Silver Lake down two against Holton. Back to serve here for Silver Lake. It is Paige Hyman. She's made a couple nice defensive plays up front here early in this second set. Now she's beyond the service line. Here's Phillips, Fluke, Lassie on the spike, deflected, and a point for the Cats. Rebecca Lassie doing it big there, 7-4 in favor of Holton. Another sub in for the Cats up front. It's Briar Page. Kenley Fluke comes out. Also, Gilliland checks out as Olberding is now to serve it up here for the Cats with the left hand. Holton 7, Silver Lake 4, set 2. It's a must-win for the Cats. Eagles won the opening set, 25-21. Here's Dider setting it up front. Here's the spike and into the net, and a miss hit there by Jaden Wise. Another double up here. It was 4-2, 6-3. Now it's 8-4 in favor of Holton. High arcing dig. Here's the set for Silver Lake, pushed over by Wise, a left-handed desperation heave. Wilson, free ball sent over by Presley Phillips, and now an attack at the net on the side of Holton. Here's a back set for Chloe Black off the deflection. Windsor kept it alive. Here's a setup again, left-handed tap for Silver Lake. Holton played it well up front, and now awkward angle sent back over by Chloe Black. She nearly fell down. Here's a spike attempt that finally is put down for Silver Lake's Jaden Wise. 8-5 the Holton lead as Silver Lake will get the serve back. And it's going to be Kylie Haney, a 5'3 junior. Haney has posted back-to-back 1,000-plus assist seasons, and now she nearly gets an ace, and she does get an ace. 8-6, Holton's lead cut to 2 on the ace by junior Kylie Haney for Silver Lake. It's been a lot of fun. A champion about to be decided, but the Cats need to win this second set to force a winner-take-all set 3. Holton has played Silver Lake 3 times, all 3-3 sets, but Silver Lake has won all 3 matches. Here's a scramble boat. Here's Chloe Black on the attack. Not much behind that spike. Haney gets the dig. And now from the back row, Dider sends it over, but Phillips was there. Here's the set by Olberding. And now back onto the side of Holton. Good running save there by Wilson. And now Lassie having to save it. And that one on a third try, unable to get back over for Black with her back to the net and make it 3 consecutive points here for Silver Lake. Holton's lead is down to 1 here in set 2. It's 8-7. So another serve here coming for number 22 for Silver Lake and Kylie Haney. A little bit more to her right beyond the service line, sends it over. Phillips had to go to a knee to save it, and on a freebie sent over by the right hand. Now Silver Lake on the attack. Good dig by Wilson on the back row. Olberding the set. Black the spike. Not much behind it. Whitehead was there. Now a chance here for Silver Lake. Rejected at the rim. Lassie still battling at the net and on the side of the Wildcats. Good hustle there by Jaden Wise, and now that one is buried into the net by Chloe Black. Simple miss hit there, and now we're deadlocked at 8 apiece, and 4 consecutive Eagle points, forcing Crystal Bontrager to burn a timeout. Set number 2 of the Class 3A title match in Hutch. We're deadlocked at 8. Silver Lake and Holton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chance Link, our KMCA studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Class 3A state volleyball title match inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Silver Lake won the first set over Holton 25-21. And here in set 2, 4 consecutive Eagle points, forcing Holton to burn their first timeout. We're deadlocked at 8 here in set number 2. A must win here for the Wildcats. Silver Lake, number 1 ranked, 45-1 on the year. They have rattled off 36 consecutive victories since their lone loss back on September 11th against Shawnee Heights. Holton, number 3 ranked in the class, a record of 38-9. Here we go after the timeout. 8-8 tie here in set number 2. On the side of Silver Lake, here's the set by Haney. Here's the spike for Silver Lake. Good defense for Lassie. Eagles reset, middle of the floor. Great dig by Black. And Wilson now setting it up for Chloe Black. Eagles back row played it well. Whitehead over to Wise, who gets it back across. Holton scrambling a touch. A free ball back middle sent over by Tinley Wilson. Haney a back set. Windsor on the spike. Another good defensive play by Lassie and Black. Whitehead middle left and sent back over on a free ball. Holton resets. Wilson, Black puts it down, but Karis Dider in the right spot. Another serve and put down, or another set, I should say, and then put down for Jaden Wise. So a lengthy rally there, and it's now 5 consecutive Silver Lake points. They take the lead here in set 2. Silver Lake 9, Holton 8. Here's the serve coming for Kylie Haney and Silver Lake, trying to keep this run going. And a miss hit there. Wilson having to scramble near her bench to get it back into the field of play. Now the Eagles want to set it up here for Wise. Her spike blocked by Lassie, and it goes into the net. And Rebecca Lassie's defense leading to a point, and we're deadlocked at 9 apiece. Crucial there for the Cats to get Silver Lake off that service line. It was a 5-0 run there for the Eagles. 9-9 tie here in set two. Here's a setup for Windsor, and she buried one beyond the line just inside that back row. Silver Lake retakes the lead. It's 10-9 here in set two. Class 3A state title match in Hutch. Silver Lake trying to sweep. Eagles trying to win another state championship, and another point there for Paige Windsor. 11-9, Silver Lake. Momentum completely on their side. They're on a 7-1 run since Holton jumped out to an 8-4 lead. Another serve here coming up here for Silver Lake's Jaden Wise, the 5'8 senior. A little more to her left beyond the service line. Sends it over to Phillips. Here is a set to the back row and sent over by Chloe Black. Here's Haney on the set. Leaning back is Karis Dider. My goodness, emphatic on the stuff. Karis Dider makes it 12-9 Silver Lake, and it's an 8-1 spurt now for the Eagles. Serve here for Wise. Holton now, they let it go, and a good call there for Phillips. A service error gives Holton a point. It's now 12-10 Silver Lake, and the Cats are going to get the serve back. I'm sure Crystal Bontrager didn't want to have to burn a timeout early, but did serve once. Silver Lake went on a nice little run to tie it back up 8-8, but right now Silver Lake 12, Holton 10 here in this winner or must-win scenario here for the Cats. Substitutions in, little stoppage of play here. Bailey Catherine, senior libero, set to serve. We still have a little bit of a pause in the action here. Not sure what the issue is here. But again, appreciate everyone, the sponsors on KNZA, our sports boosters, our sponsors here on the Holton Channel as well, courtesy of MSE Sports. Brandon Tabman, Chance Link with you here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. So again, both teams huddled up. We have an official at the scores table. Not sure if they're checking something. Now the official going over to Eagles head coach Sarah Johnson. Again, the score right now is 12-10. That's what I got in favor of Silver Lake. Not sure if that was an issue or maybe it was a rotational issue. But either way, teams are spread out and we're back to it. 12-10 Silver Lake here in set two. Silver Lake won the first set, 25-21. Must win here for the Cats. Good set for Windsor. Batted onto the side. Dider chasing it down and then back to the net. Sent back across by Whitehead. Here's a setup for Olverding. Ditzler on the spike off the top of the net. Dider, awkward hit, but she gets it back over. Olverding on the set. Here's Tinley Wilson teeing it up. Beautiful setup there. Tinley Wilson smashing it down to get the Wildcats back to within one. 12-11 our score. Holton down one here in a must win. Set number deuce. Bailey Catherine's back to serve. Senior libero here for the Cats in the gray uniform. But she sent it long in a service error. 13-11. Silver Lake by two. Creeping along here in set number two. Jaylee Whitehead, 5'5 junior. A little bit more to her right beyond the service line. Sends it across here. Nearly got an ace. Holton scrambling a touch. And a free ball sent over by Tinley Wilson. Good sliding save by Whitehead. Here's a tap across by Hyman. Now Holton sets it up for Ditzler. Beautifully done. And the finesse play with a nice finish. Emily Ditzler makes it 13-12 in favor. Or wait, is there a correction on the scoreboard? Not sure. Should be 13-12. It's showing 12-12 right now. Well, right now, again, correcting the score. We had issues with this most of the day in Dodge City when we were covering the 2A pool play. But again, it should be 13-12 Silver Lake. Well, right now on the board, it's showing 12-12, and now they've added that Silver Lake tally, and the score is correct. So the Eagles 13, the Wildcats 12. Got that corrected. Now Fluke beyond the service line, and she goes into the net. You have got to limit the errors here when you need this set, and that gives a free one there to Silver Lake. It's 14-12 Eagles. Here is the serve by Windsor. Catherine's off the deflection, and it's going to be an ace. 15-12 now Silver Lake. Back-to-back points, and they have created a three-point lead. Silver Lake looking for their 10th volleyball title in school history. Cats trying to force a Set number three here in Hutch. Here's Kinley Flew back to Wilson. She sends it over to Windsor. Silver Lake now sets it up for Karis Dider off the deflection. Played well by Black. Here's Fluke. Ditzler tapping it down. Good running save by Jaden Wise. Now a battle at the net. One down by Silver Lake. And Paige Hyman with the kill. A 4-1 run here for Silver Lake. And Crystal Bontrager has to burn her second timeout. Set number two here in the state title match. Silver Lake 16 and Holton 12. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the Holton Channel, Champ Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Silver Lake on a 4-1 run right now in set two, trying to sweep here in the state title match. They beat Holton 25-21 in set one. Right now, Silver Lake 16, Holton 12 in set number two. Out of the Holton timeout, they've already burned both here in this set. Here is the serve for Silver Lake. The setup by Fluke. Ditzler the spike. Whitehead with an incredible dig. Now Dider gets a look, and Dider gets a kill. The run continuing here for Silver Lake. Four straight. They're on a 5-1 run. Eagles 17, Wildcats 12. It is crunch time now for Holton. They got to put a rally together. Right side of the floor on the serve with a right-handed serve. Catherine's on the dig. Here's the set by Fluke. Running on it is Wilson, and she got it in the back corner. Much needed there for Holton, I should say, and Tinley Wilson had to have it at 17-13 Silver Lake. Tinley Wilson, who got the kill, is now back beyond the service line for the Cats. 17-13, our score against Silver Lake in front, trying to win this set and capture the state championship. After the serve, here's Karis Dider right into the net. She missed it that one. She kind of mistimed her jump and was coming down as she swung the right arm through. And back-to-back points here for Holton. 17-14, Silver Lake by three. Another Tinley Wilson serve. Coming your way, far side to near side here on the Holton channel. Wilson sends it over to the back row. Here's the set by Haney. She goes back with it. The spike by Hyman. Good play off the net there for Gilliland. And now a chance here for Chloe Black. Silver Lake resets. Karis Dider, good look off the deflection, and down it goes for Silver Lake. Karis Dider once again. 18-14, Silver Lake here in set two. Silver Lake still has both of their timeouts here in this second set. Holton, they are out of timeouts. Here is Karis Dider on the serve. Awkwardly off the hand by Black. Middle of the floor, she got it to go. Good save on the back line there for Dider. And now this one tipped at the net. Ditzler got it down. Whitehead chasing. And finally tipped back over. Great save by Whitehead for Silver Lake. Here's a back set for Gilliland. And it's rejected at the net by Silver Lake. Jaden Wise for the Eagles. It is 19-14 Silver Lake. The Big East League champs getting a little bit closer to a state championship. Holton's got a rally. They're down 19-14 here in this second set. Here's a setup for Ditzler. Well played. A diving save by Karis Dider. Somehow got that back over. Here's Black back to the Eagles. Haney on the front set. Here's the spike. And Silver Lake able to reset. Holton from the back row with Tinley Wilson over to Dider. Back set by Haney. Here's the spike. Well defended. Good job by Chloe Black. Good rally here. Left side for Wise. And diving there is Fluke to keep it alive. Back here for Silver Lake. Another set for Jaden Wise. And another good save up front by Chloe Black. Gilliland with an awkward angle gets it back over. 19-14 Silver Lake here at set two. And that one is buried off the deflection. It's a point for Silver Lake. Another kill for Jaden Wise. 20-14 Silver Lake. Inching a little bit closer to a state championship. Does Holton have a rally in him? Here's the setup by Fluke. Here's the spike by Black. Good play on the back row by Whitehead. And now front left, Wise sending it over. Wilson, Fluke, a middle set, middle spike, a miss hit there by Ditzler. It is 21-14, Silver Lake by 7. Eagles won the first set 25-21 after that first set was tied at 21 all, and they would rattle off four straight to take it. Right now, they're on a big-time run, and they lead it 21-14 here in set two. Here's the setup by Fluke. Black, finesse on the touch, a little bit of a scramble. Whitehead gets it back into the field of play, and from the back row, Karis Dider able to get it over. Another setup by Fluke. Ditzler on the spike, and she got it! Had to have it for Holton, and Ditzler with a heavy kill. 21-15, Holton still trailing, but they get the serve. And beyond the service line here, spinning it in the left hand, sending it over with the right is Ditzler. Here is Silver Lake setting it up, middle left, the spike, batted down by Rebecca Lassie. Defense to offense, back to back here for Holton. They're within 21-16. Still got to continue to rally if you are Holton. You've got to win this set to force the winner take all set three. On the side of Holton, Ditzler to Fluke. Lassie buried it, but Whitehead was there. Here's a set for Haney. Here's a spike for Wise. And a good block there for Lassie. But Silver Lake gets it back over to Holton and found an opening. That is a tough one for the Cats to swallow. A point for Silver Lake and Paige Hyman. 22-16, Silver Lake here in set two. Silver Lake trying to sweep here in the state title match. Here's a back set by Fluke. Spike here for Emberly Allen. She gets it off the deflection. Now Chloe Black got a look, and she put heat behind it for the big kill. 22-17, Holton down 5 here in the must-win set 2. Couple of subs in on the line here for Holton. Briar Page and then Faith Olberding, who's back in to serve. 22-17, Silver Lake. Eagles won the first set, 25-21. A state champion set to be decided. Can Holton rally here in the second set? Here's Dider on the set. Haney puts it down off the deflection. Actually, Haney the set and the kill for Jaden Wise. And Silver Lake 2 points away from capturing the state championship. Eagles 23, Holton 17. It has been an absolutely incredible season for Silver Lake. Holton running out of time. Here is Rebecca Lassie. Whitehead chasing it down is Dider, and a free ball sent back over. Incredible hustle by Dider. Here's a chance for Holton, but tapped across by Black. Not a great set. Here's a left side set and a spike for Tinley Wilson to save it. Now Chloe Black gets a touch off the deflection and a point. Much had to have it here for Holton. It is 23-18. Silver Lake by 5 in set 2. Again, Holton's got to put together a pretty furious rally here. See if they can do it. They're down 23-18 in the must-win set, too. Here's a set. Here's a spike. And off the deflection, it's a point for Silver Lake. And it's match point for Silver Lake. Eagles fans on their feet. It's 24-18. The number one-ranked Silver Lake Eagles on the doorstep of a championship. That was a near ace, but it was barely past the line, and Holton staying alive for at least one more run. Service error makes it 24-19. Holton, they got to rattle off 5 points in a row. Served by Catherine. Dider, back set here. Windsor on the spike, defended down, and it's out of play, and the Silver Lake Eagles are the 2025 3A Volleyball State Champions. The number one ranked Eagles with a sweep over Holton in the title match, 25-21 and 25-19. Our postgame show starts after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Granite Road Greenhouse, Nursery and Garden Center in Soldier. Turn your yard into a masterpiece. From plants and trees to professional landscaping and consulting, their team is ready to help you grow something amazing. Granite Road Greenhouse, where your outdoors comes alive. Heather Schrick, attorney at law, focused on resolving conflict with heart. Proud to support Holton Athletics. Visit www.heatherschricklaw.com.
Trails Cafe, voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Try their amazing salad bar, daily specials, and homemade pies. Now serving Sunday brunch, event space also available. Follow the trail to Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson, and besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating, and they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The 2025 Class 3A State Volleyball Champions, the Silver Lake Eagles. They sweep the Holton Wildcats in straight sets in the title match here in Hutch, 25-21 and 25-19. Thank you so much for tuning in all weekend long. It's been an incredible ride for both of these teams. And for Holton, it's going to finish as a runner-up finish here in the 3A classification, a 38-10 record for the Wildcats here in 2025. And again, Silver Lake, they have been basically number one all year long. Their record's going to end at 46-1, and they're going to finish 2025 with 37 consecutive wins. Their only loss back on September 11th against Shawnee Heights, but a straight set victory for the Eagles in what was an all Big East League championship, which was super fun. Again, Eagles take it 25-21 and 25-19. Again, our post game here continuing on for a few more minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, just a lot to dissect in this one here. You go back to the first set for Silver Lake. It was pretty back and forth early. It was 7-7, 8-8, 9-9. Then the Cats rattled off three straight to get to a 12-9 advantage. But then the Eagles would go on a run in which it was 6-1. They had a 16-13 lead, which forced Holton to call a timeout. And then there was a little bit of a run to make it 21-17 for Silver Lake, forcing Holton in that first set to burn their second and final timeout. But the Cats came back, tied it at 21-21 in that first set. But the Eagles, four consecutive points to end that first set. Again, 25-21 Eagles. Now you go to the second set. Holton scored four of the first five. They had a 4-1 advantage. They led 6-3. Then it was 8-4. And then Silver Lake went on a run. They would tie it at 8 apiece, which forced Holton to call a timeout. After the timeout, we were tied at 9. Silver Lake had a 12-9 lead. We went back and forth a little bit. It was 13-12 Silver Lake. And then they would rattle off four consecutive points to make it 17-12. Holton had to burn another timeout. They got it back to within 17-14. Then four consecutive Eagle points got it to a 7-point advantage at 21-14. Holton came back, couple of points, got it to 21-16, basically alternated the rest of the way, 22-17, 23-18, 24-19, and then at 24-19, Silver Lake the final point and the dagger, 25-19 in set two. The Silver Lake Eagles, the number one seed and number one ranked team in the state, their 37th consecutive win as they sweep Holton in the Class 3A state championship match. Again, appreciate all of our sponsors across the board. It's been a lot of fun bringing it to you here all weekend long here in Hutch, not only on KNZA 103.9 FM, but also on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So that's going to wrap it up here for us here today. Again, big-time thanks to Chance Lincoln Studio on the ones and the twos here on KNZA. Again, the final score in the Class 3A State Championship match, the Silver Lake Eagles, with 37 consecutive wins, a 46-1 record to close out 2025. Silver Lake, it's their 10th volleyball state title in school history. And going back to Holton real quick, they add another runner-up finish to their total. They're going to come up just a match short here as Holton's going to finish 2025 with a record of 38-10. The Class 3A state championship match, Silver Lake sweeps Holton 25-21 and 25-19. Thanks for listening to our coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or call for a free insurance review. Courtney Boswell, your local shelter agent in Holton.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945. And they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821. Or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs & Stratton dealer.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
He said,